Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
The Israelis do start to target other types of Iranian infrastructure, financial institutions, or things of that nature. If it goes beyond the nuclear program, then that risks broadening the conflict in general, because the Iranians will aim to retaliate in similar fashion.
The UN nuclear chief says Israeli strikes have destroyed the above-ground portion of Iran's main nuclear facility. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks says the conflict has pushed oil prices up and stocks down.
U.S. benchmark crude soared higher by about $5 to its highest level since January, while stocks were under heavy pressure from the Israel-Iran conflict. 25% of the world's crude supplies are shipped through the Strait of Hormuz and are vulnerable to potential Iranian attacks.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he has ordered increased security in the city's Israeli and Persian communities.
We are praying for peace in the region, and we're preparing for safety in our city.
The death toll from record flooding in San Antonio, Texas has now risen to 11. Officials say others are missing. Desert areas of Southern California, Southern Nevada, and a large part of Arizona are in for a stretch of extreme heat, says CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
High temperatures will be between 105 and 110 degrees for several days in places including metro areas of Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tucson. Sergio Armendariz with the Phoenix Rescue Mission has been on the streets checking on the homeless in the intense heat.
Oh, it's brutal. Some people call it an oven, just with the concrete. The sun's, it's dangerous, and it's really brutal out here.
Temperatures will be well above 100 degrees every day for the next week in Death Valley, California. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Marines in full combat gear have deployed as ordered to the nation's second largest city, says CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
200 Marines are moving into Los Angeles to protect federal property and personnel, joining National Guard troops there. But the head of the military operation emphasized they will not participate in law enforcement activities.
The Dow closed down almost 2% today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ride Racine now offers bus service to the relocated Social Security office in Mount Pleasant. Route 27 will make 10 weekday stops at the new office. The old SSA office closed back in May. Racine's 50th Juneteenth parade and Kenosha's event at Lincoln Park are among this weekend's major holiday celebrations. The Racine Juneteenth parade steps off at 11 tomorrow from 4th and Main. Racine's Harborfest is back after 18 years, bringing live music and community celebration to Festival Park. The nonprofit event resuming tonight supports local charities and joins a busy weekend of downtown festivities. Those also include the Lighthouse Run and the Juneteenth parade. The No Kings movement brings organized protests to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. The demonstrations are part of a nationwide day of action. They coincide with a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. And a global leader in robotics and automation is moving its North American headquarters to Franklin. Governor Evers announced a $100 million expansion this morning alongside leaders with Yaksawa America. The new campus will create hundreds of jobs and consolidate their operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp. Linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Savale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Sunday, a high right around 70. Maybe a shower chance Sunday night. It's 60 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1966.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1966. A year when gas was 32 cents a gallon and folks thought paying $5 for a haircut was highway robbery. Unless, of course, you were getting one of those new long-haired Beatles cuts. Then it was just called rebellion. The Vietnam War was in full swing, Medicare had just kicked in, and the space race was heating up. And on the radio, Nancy Sinatra had strapped on her boots and was doing some walking. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me. that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
From 1966, it's Frank's daughter, Nancy Sinatra, and these boots are made for walking on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1966. Nancy Sinatra, of course, best known for that song, but she was far from a one-hit wonder. She charted 10 times on the U.S. Top 40 from 1966 to 1968. Well, in 1966, the famed Brooklyn Navy Yard closed.
Naval Shipyard at Brooklyn in its final hours, a massive, sad, and silent witness to a glorious past. It was one of the greatest shipbuilding and repair yards in the world. The Defense Department ordered her closing 18 months ago for economy reasons. The ghosts of our mightiest ships still remain, however. Since the turn of the century, gala ship launchings were frequent here. The yard opened in 1801. So she has a proud history of over 165 years. The Arizona, Missouri, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Independence, all took to sea from the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
On the radio in 1966, we were listening to Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got brains, but so a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
From 1966, it's Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with a Blue Dress On, Good Golly Miss Molly. Well, Ryder attributes the success to that song to the band's efforts to create a live sound which captured a lot of energy. A big fan, Bruce Springsteen, who later did his own medley of Devil with a Blue Dress and Good Golly Miss Molly. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966, a year which saw the launch of Gemini 10.
America's most complex space flight so far begins as astronauts Michael Collins and John Young leave their quarters at Cape Kennedy. They underwent a medical examination and they lunched on steak and eggs. In the ready room near Launch Pad 19, both pilots get into their space suits. A final mission briefing preceded their suiting up. This is the first afternoon launching in the overall Gemini program. Its main goal, just like Gemini 8 and 9 before it, is the rendezvous and docking exercise with the Agena target rocket. NASA officials have high hopes for the flight of Collins and Young. If the mission achieves the link-up between the Gemini craft and the Agena rocket, it will be considered a success.
On the radio in 1966, we were listening to the Beach Boys featuring the now late Brian Wilson.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay.
It's the Beach Boys and Wouldn't It Be Nice. And of course, earlier this week, we learned of the death of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Brian Wilson, the co-founder of the Beach Boys, has died at the age of 82.
Wilson's family announced his death on social media a short time ago. They did not reveal a cause. Last year, it was revealed that Wilson had been diagnosed with dementia.
From 1962 to 66, 13 Beach Boys singles reached the top 10, some of them hitting number one. Bob Dylan once said that Brian Wilson had an unmatched ear for melody, saying he should will it to the Smithsonian. But with all that success also came challenges. He struggled with mental illness, with depression, some of it over the deafness in his right ear. It was fueled by alcohol. It was fueled by drugs. He did, though, have a resurgence starting in the 90s. He put out some music that was just critically acclaimed and incredibly successful.
This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. Let's end on a happier note. What were we watching in TV in 1966?
Here we come, walk down the street. We get funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
The Monkees debuted on TV in 1966, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. Be sure to tune in again Monday afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long. And phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
So.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you're heading down to the lakefront for Harborfest, stop by the WRJN booth and say hi to our own Dan Marcus. He's down there until 6, and then I'll be there from 6 till 8.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. No, that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Won't you take me?
Timeless Hits on WRJN. From tractors to table, WRJN brings you the latest in farming with Pam Yonke. Catch her Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine area bus riders can now get to the new Social Security office through the line. Ride Racine has expanded its service to include the newly relocated Social Security Administration office at the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center. Route 27 started making stops there this week. The old office closed in May, and it was tough for people without transport to traverse to the new one. The route will now make 10 weekday stops at the new SSA location. First, it was local news and timeless hits. Now another piece of Racine is coming back. Racine Harborfest is making a triumphant return to downtown Racine after an 18-year hiatus. It's bringing back 2 days of live music, food, and community celebration to Festival Park. Originally launched in 1987 and known for featuring local and national acts, the festival was paused in 2007 due to financial challenges. It's now back as a nonprofit event, with proceeds supporting local charities like the Racine County Food Bank. Harborfest's revival is part of a lot going on this weekend in downtown Racine, along with the Lighthouse Run and the Juneteenth Parade and Party. Tomorrow, here and across the country, an organized effort called the No Kings Movement aims to show support against policies coming out from the Trump administration. In Racine County, the No Kings website says protesters will be on the northwest corner of Highway 20 and Green Bay Road starting at 10 tomorrow morning. In Kenosha, what's called a parody performance art piece will be presented in Civic Center Park. The events are part of more than 50 planned across Wisconsin. It comes on the same day as the president's birthday and a planned military parade celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Sunday, a high right around 70. Maybe a shower chance Sunday night. Currently at 62 degrees.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters is here to tell us what's new at the box office this weekend. Brett?
Well, this weekend we have a feel-good romance comedy, The Materialist, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. Dakota Johnson is a matchmaker who can't seem to find love herself. One night she runs into her dream man, played by Pedro Pascal, and her ex, played by Chris Evans, setting up the drama of who she will choose. The next movie is How to Train Your Dragon. This is Universal's live-action version of the original How to Train Your Dragon. Covering the friendship between Hiccup, an inventive Viking, and Toothless, a nightfury dragon, who becomes the key to both species forging a new future together. This movie has spectacular visuals, along with a great story, and it will be number one at the box office this upcoming weekend. It's summer at the movies. Make your plans now to visit the cinema.
All right, Brett, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
You
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals page, shop and save 30, 40, sometimes up to 50%. Then use my promo code REUNION at checkout to save even more.
I'm not afraid to die.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We've got Racine Raiders football action for you tomorrow night. Raiders at home at Horlick Field tomorrow night with the Phoenix, Arizona Outlaws. And Don Wadowitz will have the call of the game right here on WRJN. Our pregame's at 6:45. Our kickoff's at 7. Raiders football brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Racine Raiders tomorrow night and all season long on WRJN.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby,
keep me from getting to you.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and a little bit later, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball as the Brewers are taking on the Cardinals tonight from AmFam Field. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll be back Monday afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll see you at Harbor Fest tonight.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel isn't letting up in its attacks on Iranian nuclear sites. After Iran fired about 100 ballistic missiles into Israel today, Israel attacked Iran again. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The regime doesn't know what hit them. They don't know what will hit them.
American officials say the U.S. military helped Israel intercept the Iranian missiles. But CBS News contributor Robert Berger says some of the missiles did evade Israeli defenses.
100 missiles were fired at Israel from Iran, according to the military, in two salvos. And several were able to evade Israeli and American defenses. So that's the big concern. Even if you have a 90% success rate in stopping these missiles, some can get through. And a ballistic missile from Iran carries 2,000 pounds of explosives.
Some Israelis have been injured. The question now is whether the Israeli attacks accomplished their